Second line from the top. Okay, what is this? Itma. No sukkah, aim a matin besukkah. Decorations in the sukkah is not mamayat in the sukkah. First of all, it means sai lamayla, mechaf, and sai pachas miyud, which means, let's say you have a sukkah lamayla mechaf. So the decorations don't say that you look at the decorations and it's mamayat. The shir l'mayla mechav, because the decorations are part of the sukkah. So you don't say that it's the mayit from the sukkah. No, it's still l'mayla mechav and it's possible.
How would it be mayit?
Because the mayit...
It's bringing the schach down?
You would think that it could bring like the schach down, like your deer is like less than 20.
So for me, even if it's part of the sukkah, it's not schach.
So from here you see, so let's say you have very thick schach and part of it is l'mat and part of it is l'mat mechaf, then it's kosher.
Right, that's for sure.
Now how mean is where the noise took is kosher schach?
Not that it's kosher schach, but since it's not a shtel, the noise took is not a shtel. So since it's not a shtel, so maybe it could give it a din that it's l'mat mechaf. Right, so you have a sukkah that's 24, it's l'mat de halal, and maybe it's l'mat mechaf. Right, you have a sukkah that's 20 amas high, and now you have decorations coming down. So the decorations don't shtar. So that means maybe it's part of the sukkah. So once it's part of the sukkah, so maybe it can be considered the matam mechav. Oh, so 10 tvachim. So it's not, it doesn't pass if it's less than 10 tvachim.
Why? You can't live there.
So that's only by Hudson. That's a good kasha. By Hudson, we said that. If you remember, Navdal and Amar Aleph, over there, it's the Me'iri says it pokes your eyes. But decorations, that's part of the living, and that's not a problem. You hear what we say?
That's a question. Still.
Decorations don't make a deer srucha. Decorations are nice.
The point of decorations is that people want it, so it's the vase not going to stare the deer.
Okay.
You want it there.
You want a lot of people there in the sukkah.
No, you
sukkah.
Okay, fine. Zakti Gemara. No sukkah, aim a matin besukkah. So that's legabe de gaivis. Again, it's legabe two halachas. Say legabe if it's lamayla mechav. Don't think that decorations are mamaya de halal. That was very good, Rabbi Reisman. Don't think it's Mamaya the Halal. No, it's not Mamaya the Halal. And if it's a Mata Miyud, if it's Yud, and you have decorations going into the Sukkah, it's not Mamaya the Yud. But from the side of Zayin Tvachim, over there it's Mamaya. Why? Because right now you can't fit the table, and you and your table take Zayin Tvachim. Now they have decorations, it's very uncomfortable. Yud, you can maneuver it. You could, it's over here, and your head's over here, so at least it doesn't knock your head. Masha'in came by Zion, you need all 7 inches, 7 tvachim. So therefore, so if it's on the side, it's a mayit. Zok to Gemara. Menimen, avde de Ravashi, the slave of Ravashi, Menimen is the slave of Ravashi, it emitcha le ketunta b'maya, they soaked the clothing in water, v'ishtacha metaltala. Metalalta. And she hung it up on the schach. On tzel it comes. Metalalta is tzel. Amar Ravashi, Dalia, take it down. Take it down because people shouldn't say you mitzach with something which is mekabel tuma.
You see that it's not mafsik.
Yeah.
Meaning that's the only reason why. It's not that people shouldn't be chayv.
In fact, the Gemara of Aiva, Kachazi Lei, the Tiva. I see that it's wet. So people see that it's wet, so it's mukhad, that you're not coming there for misachich, you're coming for drawing. It's a drawing string. So the mal lechiyav should come in aloch. No, I'm telling you now, because take it off when it's dry. When it's wet, then a chanami can keep it there. But it's the bottom that you're allowed to do. Right, when you had one shirt, and you could have no choice. Itma. Happens to be the halacha is that if you have an option, a chalamay to make a wash or buy, better buy than make a wash. People don't know that, but
except for things of baby clothes and towels.
Right, that's not mut. Zok to my vayt.
Anyway, it doesn't say that he washed it; it said it got wet.
That's
what they did.
That's what
they washed.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't say. It says it got wet. So yeah,
it got wet in the rain. Zok to my vayt. Itma. No sukkah that's hanging on the schach, and it's full Tvachim removed from the schach, far away, removed from the schach. Now, Nachman Amak Shev, Chizda B'Yam B'Avuna Ami B'Sula. Nachman says it's kosher, Avuna B'Ami says it's possible. Why? Because that's like oil mafsik, and therefore it's possible. If Chizda, okay, so that's
Machlokes. Well, even if he says Ksheira, if it's kosher to sit under it, it's bottled to the schach?
Yeah. No, Yisuk is bottled to the schach. If Chizda, V'Yamba B'Avuna, Ikloi L'Beyesh Gelusa, they came to Yesh Gelusa, Agninu Rav Nachman B'Sukka, so Rav Nachman put them in a sukkah, Shanoia M'Flogim Imeno, Abba T'Vachem, that Rav Nachman put them in a sukkah that the Noi is removed from the schach for T'Vachem. Ishtiku, they were quiet and they didn't say anything. So Amalahu, they said, "How do we Rabbanim Ishmaeitzu? Do you chayzer from him? You said before that it's possible. Were you chayzer now? You're sitting on the sukkah. You're sitting on the noy, which is dalad tvachim away from it. Amalei, anan shluchem mitzvah anan p'tuim in a sukkah. We're shluchem mitzvah and we're part of a sukkah. So that's so. It's a mele. Anyways, we're part of a sukkah. So therefore, we're makbid. Now that you're sitting us in a sukkah, we're makbid." In such a sukkah. So why were they sitting in the bechalat and go in the house?
Because everyone is sitting in the sukkah. They're going to go in the house and not eat with everybody else.
So Taisa says, Shluch HaMitzvah, Nan, Kegoyin Shalei Mizvatlam in HaMitzvahs, and Moichazim HaChasukah HaChayas. They'll be Mavatl from the mitzvah, they would look for another sukkah.
This makes sense, but yeah, but it's good.
That means, Taisa's mashma, that since this fought, the man, the Amma, that says that it's kosher, even though they themselves held that it was possible, but let them get something. If they would look for another sukkah, they would be invited to the whole mitzvah.
Why? Looking for another sukkah?
No, they were in a rush to do the shlucha mitzvah. They were shlucha mitzvah. Yeah. So if they would look for another sukkah, they wouldn't be able to do that mitzvah. They would have to do that mitzvah.
Yeah, but the patur of shlucha mitzvah, they shouldn't bother looking. Because.
Next door, usually.
Right. Why'd they even go into this sukkah?
No, they went to this. It's on the way.
It must be somewhat kosher.
Yeah. That's what we're saying. So obviously, there's somewhat since there's a man d'omer that says that it's kosher. Right.
Saying the shaila is
right. Right. Pashtun. No, I'm saying the shaila is why they go to the sukkah. Let me go sit in the guy's house.
So how do we hold? We hold
for Tvachim, or we hold the... No, we said
the employee, they came across.
You're saying it was just happening.
Yeah, so then how come people hang things from the sukkah, and some of them are quite big?
Yeah, as I say, very good. A lot of times you go into the sukkah, and you go, and the decorations have these fancy chandeliers, the chavisos, I don't know what they're doing over there. And the decorations are...
take over the schach, because...
And take over, but you're sitting underneath something which is four tefachim. Four tefachim, not so much.
So Uchari should be the market to sit somewhere where there's no decorations.
I try to be very macro in that, but when do you start counting four tefachim?
No, from the bottom of the schach.
No, I understand the bottom of the schach. He's saying from the top of the decoration. He might be right. Once the top of the decoration becomes bottle, then the whole thing becomes bottle. The machlekes in the paiskim.
The top decoration, the bottom of the decoration?
Yeah.
The top decoration is hanging from a string. It's usually right under the schach.
So the top of decoration, many times, is within the olive. So many paiskim can go with that, so therefore don't make machals over there. Just and tzvetins, even if you're sitting on it, not always, but sometimes it's very shavirubai in the sukkah. So it doesn't pass on the sukkah. It just passes you.
So you shouldn't hang chains. Chains are always
lights. Lights.
So we're saying the way the Pesachim say that lights are
bachom. Lights are bachom. It's not lights. It's lights are not in lights. Lights is for the start of the sukkah. It's like the sukkah itself.
Yeah, but sitting on the...
What about lights? Let's say you have a massive chandelier.
You should not be sitting on the... Lights are within like no. What do you mean sukkah itself? It's chach?
No, because it's like the walls. You need a light. By us.
Okay, but don't sit on the wall. You need a wall, but don't sit on
the akumi, you can't sit on the akumi.
You can't sit on the light. The light, if it's... Most of the lights are... Then it's not a problem. Oh, hanging long down? Chandelier.
Yeah.
I'm saying, so that's what we're saying, that... You have many places to hold it. It's mutter because you start from the...
You go into these massive sukkahs. They have massive... Bob
of a sukkah, yeah. Marshal.
How do you know? You can't even see what you're standing
under. Sit over there. I don't know.
Better not.
You can't even see what you're standing under.
Come on,
Marshal. No, it doesn't rain either.
It doesn't rain
inside.
I don't know. That's
because they make the schach very thick.
No, some of them have more than one kind of schach, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, whatever. Agaponim.
But anyway,
if you can't. Agaponim, we pass that no circle of matam medalit is a problem. And we're saying even if people don't have today, it's not a mold that everyone had those fancy.
Yeah, but everyone has
colors.
chains are always more than four tefachim.
Right, chains. So the answer is you go with Yaakov, and most places can go with that. That it's bottled since the beginning is.
So you mean if it's hanging from the schach at the beginning,
then you can
the
go down
more than four tefachim.
Yeah, go down.
So that's only if you make it like some places can, but if you hold like the other.
Most places can go.
You don't do it.
They don't do it. Yeah. Practically speaking, yeah. Right. Anyways, a lot of people do the chains by the wall, like, so anyways, not a problem. And we're saying a chain is also not a problem because it's so thin that it's not a Rosh Hashanah, but it doesn't take you out.
Yeah, but the Rosh holds its mastic, maybe.
Yeah, that one's that. We don't go with that anymore. Okay. So chains are mutter. We came with chains are mutter. Zogdim Abayit Amavit Amashmur. Mutter lishim bekilo besukkah. You're allowed to sleep in a kilo in a sukkah. What is that? That is that. It's on top of a bed, right? So even though there's a roof,
but it's a pitched roof.
Pitched.
In other words, it's at an angle because it only has two lakleitim.
Yeah. Zokti ma af b'sheyesh l'gag, even though it has a roof. Who she'ena gavaya asara. This is only if it's not gavaya asara, because when it's less than asara, then it doesn't have a shame oil. So it's not like you're sleeping in an oil tachas asrach. So mele it's kosher. Zokti ma toshma. My yashan bekila besukkah. If you sleep in a kila sukkah, la yatzi dechavasai. You're not yaitzi zchiyev. Admach. My skin is shuvay asar. Once it's high ten, then it has a shame oil. Then it's possible. May svei yashan tachas mita besukkah la yatzi.
Rashi points out that we say she'en gavay asar min amita. He says,
yeah,
not for the floor. So I was doing the gemara. It says min amita. Rashi says, remember who she'en gavay min amita? The pots in the gavay asar. The love oil. Meaning. From the floor, the tenth vachim starts from the floor, from the bed, from the mattress point. Let's say the mattress up or from the floor.
No,
playing. You know that's Rashi and Gemara. That's from the bed.
Yeah,
it depends if it's hanging all the way down from the floor.
Zakhim ha'meis ve'ayot shetachas b'sukkah yotzei dechei vasa.
It's a four poster.
If you sleep underneath the bed in a sukkah, you're not yotzei. Zakhim ha'tigim mashmu mita gavaya asara. We over there. It's gavaya asara. Since gavaya asara. So right, that's only the gavaya asara takes away from the oil. It makes it in oil. That's in oil under the schach. That's a problem.
Rashi says obviously talking about a four poster. Two poster wouldn't be a problem. Tashma
oishapiyus agabi kinayfis psula. If you put it on agabi kinayfis, it's possible. Zok tegemara samnami the gavaya asara. Over there also, it's talking about that was our mishnah. Shapiyus agabi a kinayf psula. So kinayf was that there's four kandesim. So the Gemara says it's possible. So the Gemara hasam nami the gavia asara. It's ten high ten tvachim.
Whereas in by kila, how is it ever possible to have ten tvachim? The side walls are anyways never going to be kavaya.
Ah, you see, you don't have a real four poster in your house. If you have a fancy four poster, but for
kila,
the kids,
kila, you listen to Rabbi Mazel, that is two. Kila is not two. Kila is four.
I was chayzer.
You were chayzer. Okay, fine. But kila is four. Four posts.
So
we're going to see the Gemara's going to go into it.
If something's dal tefachim, you can't. You said it's a problem because it has to be dal tefachim.
Yeah.
But you go under a bed. Why is under a bed? It's, well, I don't understand. Under a bed is even if it's less than yours, it's still good.
Right. So he's saying good. He's asking very good. So he's asking that we learned yesterday. Maybe one tefach. Let's ask sukkah tachas a sukkah.
I was going to say
that was sukkah tachas sukkahs.
I was going to say today.
Oh, decoration. Oh, good. So decoration is dal tefachim. So you're asking a good kash. You're asking that l'chayre. So why over here are we letting you with till 10 tefachim? That's a kash, right? No. So what do you want to say?
One is from the schach, one's from the
bottom. Yeah. Right. Yeah. One's a schacha, and one's a oil. It's a whole different thing. You're letting wear a hat on top of your head. Why are you letting wear a hat? It's covering your whole body, no? And it's four. It's more than four. Depends on who you are, but it's more than four.
It's
a lavush. What type of hat is the lavush? No, you're saying good. What type of hat is that? Yarmulke, forget a hat, right? Yarmulke is already, if you take it down, it's
no,
a happy
man. No, you have a hat that has a brim that's more than a tefach.
Okay, yeah, we're on that, no, yeah. What?
It's not like a bed to me.
No, forget like a bed. I'm saying, the ma'isa, you're not sitting under the schach, you're sitting under your head. Because that's not a shem sichach. It means decorations are done with the schach, because that's a sichach. Then you're done with something which is not a sichach. Now you're done with something which is oil. That means a bed is not a sichuch. It's oil. The reason why it's asa, pasal, that's oil, not because of the
if it's less than 10 tefachim, then it's part of the bed.
It's part of the bed. Either might have something covered.
Could you have a blanket? Could you sleep under a blanket?
Oh, that's right. Right. Why, yeah? What's that?
It's not considered oil. It's not tzchak. It's not an oil. It's part of what I'm doing.
I mean, something covering you doesn't make a problem. That's still, you're in the tzchak. It's just the pshat is that if I have a shem sichuch, so now I'm being misachim with something tzchak pasal.
Once
blanket,
it's above
10,
it's an oil above you.
Right, that's new. That's
right. New. So the ones who hold that a big hat.
No,
has
but
a big,
it's a good shot.
So ones who hold a big hat that has a big brim, there's a shadow of mile on Shabbos, so you can't just sit with that on in the sukkah.
Tashma. So over there, it says pasul. The reason why it's pasul now Mishnah is because it's gavia asar. It doesn't say that. The tanya we're the ba'is naklitin shnayim naklitin are two poles. The kinyfis is abba. Pius agavi kinyfis psula. If you put it on top of a bed with four poles, it's pasul. Agavi naklitin ksheira. Even if it is only two poles, if it's gevayim min amita asaya, it's a problem. Mechlal, the kinyfis, if it's four poles, avish ain't gevayim asaya. Even if it's not 10, it's a problem, right? So why are we saying over here that it depends? We just said until now three b'aisis. We said that the only time it's possible if it's 10. Here we see even if it's not 10, if it's four poles, even if it's not 10. So the Gemara, Shani Kinoifis the Kivim. Here's a new problem. Since it's Kivia, Kinoifis and Kila are different. They both have four poles, but one is Kavua. Since it's Kavia, even if it's not Kavaya, Asara has then oil, and it'll be a problem. Masha'inkain,
by. Naklitin Shnayim.
Right, it said Kila, I said. But Masha'inkain by Kila, Kila over there, we always said Kavaya, Asara, because that's not Kivim.
By Naklitin,
if it's Gavai Asara, even if it's Shnayim, it's a problem. Because that's an oil.
But it's not, how could it be an oil if it's a pitched roof?
Why not? What's a pitched roof? In fact, the Gemara, Sukkah de Kaviyo, Vamashmul Kechsheir Kachzula, the Sukkah Gabi Sukkah, where it's Kaviyo, it's a little bit like Yoshala, where it's Kaviyo, and over there we tell you that you need 10 tvachim in between, like that madama, like Shmuel. So why do I need 10 tvachim in between? Once it's kaviya, we're saying that you don't need 10 tvachim in between. So like, well, ami hasam de la mipsel sukkah ba'asara. Over there to pasal the sukkah, in order to we want to consider a sukkah, so Shmuel said you need it to be 10 tvachim. Hacha de la shavya ayala, here to make a ayal, you shouldn't sleep under it, batsam asara, nami avi ayala, less than 10, is also considered an ayal.
So now the Gemara's chayzer from all the other Torahs we said before that over there it's less than 10 according to this.
We're going to Shmuel. We're explaining in Shmuel.
Shmuel is what? Why are we fakad from before?
What do you mean fakad?
Before we said is that it's easier to be matcher oil than be matcher sukkah.
Okay, so then you're fine. No, because over there we're trying to say that over there Shmuel said kachshev kachpsu. That's what Shmuel said. It means it has to have a shame sukkah. So we're saying there's no shaykhs to here. Over there to make maybe a shame sukkah, shtei tzchachas, so I need 10 tvachim in between. Over here, shame oil can be less. There's no the dinam. Yeah, forget from what we said before.
So the Gemara is talking up Shmuel?
Because over there had to be a shame sukkah, tachas a sukkah. Shmuel held you need a shame sukkah, not a shame tzchach.
But and then by oil, he needs less.
Right. Yeah. Hayashon bekila arum. If you're sleeping in a kila, arum. What's a kila? How many posts again?
Four.
Right. And you slept in the arum. So ma'itzi yoshe chutz the kila, v'kaya kishma. You stick your head out of the kila, and you say Kriyishma. Right?
So now, he's called.
Zakta Gemara, so he's considered that he's dressed kilo, and your head is out, so maybe you can say Kriyishma. If you sleep in a kilo naked, don't stick your head out of the sukkah, out of the kilo, and say Kriyishma. It's not considered that you're covered. So you have a steer in the braisa. So that it's high 10 tvachim. So if it's high 10 tvachim,
so it's not called
you covered because it's a shame oil. It's like you're in a room. You stick your head out of a room, you stick your windows, so that's not considered covered. If it's less than 10 tvachim, it doesn't have a shame oil. So once it doesn't have a shame oil, so a blanket's covering you. So this also, it's higher, but it's still covered you. Mashayinkain, if it's higher than 10 tvachim, if it's higher than 10 tvachim, yeah, it's no shaykhis. If it's higher than, oil less. One second. So if it's higher than 10 tvachim, so then it has a shame oil. So now it's like you're in a room, sticking your head out of the room doesn't help you because you're not covered. So
why can't that be called a covering?
So maybe if you're in this room and you stick your head out, it's considered covered? So what's the limit of covered? If it has a shame oil, then it's not considered covered because you're in a tent. If it's less than that, it doesn't have a shame oil, so now it's considered covered in the middle of the
Sarafah. Just from the various Arabic, right?
So that's
no, Taisha.
Taisha says
you don't
have
Chayshus
for it.
Right. If someone is standing in his house, like we just said, the mashal is if you're standing in your house arm and you stick your head out of the window, you can't say Kishma. So too, even though it's not Gavaya Asar, Kivan the Kaviyah Ayala, like Gar Mikinaifis, once it's Kaviyah Ayala, it's not Gar from Kinaifis, and it is a problem. Just like sticking your head out of your house.